You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jono, hey Callum, how are you guys this morning?
Oh, so good.
Very good. How are you?
Great, thanks. Actually, excellent, because I thought you'd completely sold out, but you've got a second show.
That's right.
Your Friday show at the Wine Cellar has sold out, but you've got a Thursday show too, which is very exciting, also at the Wine Cellar.
Yes, the old sneaky.
The old sneaky extra show before the other show.
Nice.
We've got Wellness playing with us on Thursday night, and then Elliot and Vincent on Friday night for those people who got a ticket to that.
Very cool openers for both of those things. You've just been all around the country, basically, on tour. We were chatting off air about fantastic video of you playing on the Inter-Islander.
Oh, yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know, the Inter-Islander does this thing where you can pay your way across the ferry. How does it work, Callum?
Play your way.
Play your way, yeah.
Yeah, it's the band's on board... system phenomenon. It's beloved through many indie bands touring the country. You have to play how long do we play for?
I think you have to play, you have to play for an hour and a half, which is almost half of your sailing time.
That's a long time.
We choose to do 2 45-minute sets because we usually need a break halfway through.
I can't think of the last time I went to a gig where any band played for an hour and a half, except for maybe like the orchestra or something.
Just smash it out, you know, get it done.
There's a lot of banter, a lot of crowd work. Ollie was trying to get some harmonies from the crowd, but, you know, everyone's just trying to drink their coffee and not throw up.
Yeah. Including Callum Passels, by the looks of it.
Oh, yes. The poor guy had a nap going up the Kaikoura coastline.
Yeah.
And so it's a very wiggly road. Oh. Woke up from that, feeling pretty sick, and then it got worse from there.
Oh,
so
God.
He soldiered through though, and he did play some saxophone on the.
He did not vomit in the saxophone.
That's
thankfully.
A win. Yeah.
Sorry, it's quite early for this kind of talk. Sorry to the listeners.
But yeah, congratulations, you made it, and then you have been playing all around the South Island. Yes. How's the shows down there been?
It's been really good. We had some great responses in places that we hadn't been to before, like Nelson.
Sick.
That was really awesome. First show of the tour as well, so that was a great confidence booster. We headed across to Blenheim, that was also great. And then Christchurch, Queenstown, awesome. Queenstown, first time in Queenstown, that was really cool actually. Mm. We played at the Sherwood.
Oh yes, very cool.
It was actually the perfect time of year, school holidays, that's when Queenstown is absolutely humming. Yeah.
Mm. And there's probably a few people who are there with family who maybe want a little break from the family and they're just like, you know what, I'm going to go watch Hans Pocket play at the Sherwood.
Yeah.
We did have some kids kind of who weren't allowed in, but there was quite a good window.
That they by the stage.
Right by the stage that they'd gather around and kind of peer through.
That's very wholesome.
Yeah, it was quite.
An R18 gig with a viewing platform for the underage.
Yeah.
Nice. I was checking a lot of IDs on the door, and none of them had IDs.
So, what has been some highlights? Obviously, playing some new places is a really exciting thing. Mm-hmm. It does sound like Nelson and Blenheim are really got cool little communities there at the moment.
Yeah, I'd really encourage any Auckland bands who are travelling through to book a show in Nelson. Mm. There's a scene there who are really keen, really excited about bands coming through, and that was the main message we got, was thank you for coming to Nelson.
Yeah, just make sure you organise enough mic stands in advance. We learnt that upon arrival. They only had three. We needed more than that.
Did you have to do a bit of a Beach Boys like lean and sing?
I did a last minute phone call to the local music shop, and a guy called Robbie helped us out, and he's an absolute legend. Shout out Robbie if you're listening.
Thank you, Robbie.
You are back on home turf now, though, to play these gigs. How does it feel taking No Drama around the country? This has been quite a storied album for you guys. Obviously, you know, you've won the old award in the last year, including at the Student Radio Network, best group, everyone's favourite group of 2022. And you've been, you know, writing and working on the tracks on this for quite some time, so it must feel nice to finally be out there living them. What's the experience of that been like?
Yeah, we kind of made a decision when we were rehearsing for these shows that we wanted to really be the band now, really kind of be, because you know, it's like the album came out last November. There's a chance to sort of like, oh, let's just, you know, kind of we are playing pretty much the entire album.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But we're really trying to feel like, let's just do what excites us now. Let's play a set that excites the band in 2023, which includes, you know, some stuff that we're for the next album as well.
Ooh.
And I don't know. It's feeling really good. The set's feeling really good, John. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's finally sort of settled. I think it takes less effort to sort of think about now as well. But also, like you said, it came out in November last year. By that point, the songs had been recorded in 2018 onwards sort of throughout the songs are, you know, it's 5 years old now.
It's
from
nice,
our brains, so
it's nice to to also to be playing it to people who may know the songs and appreciate the songs
totally
as well.
I think the live show, particularly the thing that I love about going to see bands live as well, is that you can appreciate the album as it exists, and then seeing a band live play it in that environment is always what you pay your ticket money for.
Yeah, you get a whole new experience. I was trying to think about, is there a name for a Hans Pocket fan? Is like a Pucketeer or something? Do you
am really pushing for Puckett Heads, which
Puckett is Heads.
Oh, Puck Fans.
Puckett, Puck Fans.
Puck Heads is the probably the more popular one. Puckett Heads, but yeah, Puck Fans, not it's not getting picked up really.
Yeah. But, say that too fast and it can get a little bit dodgy,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
We've got
honestly, yeah, very cool fans. Very yeah, excited.
A wide range of fans. An age range as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the next generation now who saw you at the Sherwood outside the window. Yeah. They'll be ready to, you know, pick up the saxophone or something and get involved. I love that you've picked the Wine Cellar for two shows, one of the best venues in the whole country, perhaps.
Yes.
That's going to be very special and also nice intimate space as well. So
yes.
What's your you know, sneaky little, what's on the agenda? What are you going to be bringing into that gig space?
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, the Wine Cellar was, in its old iteration, it was our first venue that we played in Auckland. And
yeah.
It's always been, an essential part of our history in the community. And for some reason, we haven't played there in 5 or 6 years. So very, very excited to, yeah, fill that room out and try and blow the roof off. Is that what they say?
Yep, I think so.
But not literally, Rowan, if you're listening.
I don't know if we have any specific plans. I'm trying to encourage Ollie to do more crowd work, maybe some crowd surfing.
Ooh.
Maybe, you know, like get in there with his guitar and really and dance around and really, you know, share sweat.
Yeah, the special thing we're bringing is an extra long lead for Ollie.
Sweet. So that he can get into the crowd. Everyone get ready.
He can go out to the alleyway.
We also spent, Annabelle spent probably maybe upwards of 2 hours foiling our friend Philip, the skeleton.
Whoa.
With silver foil. So he wasn't able to fit in the van for the South Island League because he's the size of a person.
He is, yes. life-sized skeleton.
That van was packed to the brim.
So hopefully we'll bring him into the wine cellar maybe and string him up somewhere.
That sounds threatening and cool. Guest. Yeah,
it's
like
pretty cool.
It.
It's like a
cool.
Sort of haunted disco ball.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
If you can get
awesome.
That vibe.
I can get that vibe. That sounds fantastic. Hans Puckett playing two shows. One's already sold out, so don't muck around on getting tickets to the Thursday show at the Wine Cellar.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, you've got great support acts, so get down there early and see everybody play, I reckon.
Yes, please.
Yeah. What time's it all kicking off?
Doors at 8.
Doors at 8. Thank you very much, Callum. Thank you, Jono. Congrats
thank
on your
you.
Tour thus far. Very much looking forward to seeing you up here Thursday and Friday. Friday sold out. Get those tickets now. Under the Radar. This is You Must Chill.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
It's a great song.
Silence isn't what I want. I'm not-
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.